What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, this is an interesting development. I think a whole lot of people thought, oh, the relocation of those wallabies up on the northern beaches, that sorted everything out. Well, apparently it hasn't, according to this article in the Cairns Post today. There's still issues. And when you drive past there, I mean, I think after Shea Yeager successfully took on the state government department, I still think that is the most wonderful thing for that young lady to achieve. My God, it was an incredible effort. To do that so successfully with very limited resources. Now, anyway, she completed that relocation. I think it said about 80 in this article, if I remember rightly. And I don't know if it was just, you know, you like to think, well, it's reduced the numbers dramatically. But at first I thought, yeah, there's less there when you drive past Nick, the Bowls Club up there on the northern beaches out at Trinity. But recently I would think, oh, gee, the numbers are as high as ever. And maybe they are. Listen to this. A program to relocate wallabies in Cairns' northern beaches suburbs because of a new supermarket development has concluded, but the risk of motorists hitting the animals remains high. Now, I must admit, I haven't seen the dead animals on the side of the road for quite some time, and maybe the council's doing a very good job of removing them. I don't know, but have a listen to this. According to Shea Yeager, President Agile Project, the Agile Project group, which rehabilitates native animals in the region, motorists have killed more than 500 wallabies near Trinity Beach so far this year. It's a rate of more than two a day, contributing to the suburb's unfortunate title of the macropod death capital of Australia. The new development of a Woolies supermarket on Trinity Beach Road has erased more of the animals' habitat. Maybe that's why they're looking really packed in there next to the Bowls Club. Ms. Ager coordinated a relocation response, moving 80 wallabies to new land away from roads and suburban habitat, but about 400 animals remained hopping about the suburb. Now, she said the death rate would likely remain high for the next few years, and relocation efforts would need to be supported as long as development continued. Craig Crawford came out, the local member, and said, oh, hang on a minute, relocation, maybe it's not so bad because development in the area is beginning to slow. Well, there's still going to be hundreds and hundreds of them seemingly breeding and seemingly needing relocation. Look, I just put a call through to Shea. She's still got a finger very much on the pulse of this matter. Founder of the Agile Project, Shea Yeager, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Shea, it's a pleasure because you're such a winner on that. But I'm still in awe at what you achieved taking on that government department and winning. I know we've celebrated it before, but I'm still celebrated every time I think back to it. Let's talk about this because there's still lots there, aren't there, just adjacent to that bowls club out there on that field. Talk to me about the 400 or so. Who does the head counts? How accurate is that?
So we have been keeping population counts since 2018 in October. And what it is a simultaneous population count. So we do it every month, but previously we did it every couple of months. So we have a pretty good estimate of the population fluctuations. We probably don't have, and this is the difficult thing right here in Australia, what is the best way to count a bunch of wallabies or kangaroos?
Exactly.
There is no great solution, but the main thing is keeping the methods the same the entire process of those counts. So we expect there's still about 450 to 500. And what we're seeing is it is declining because when we first started, it was over, I think, 1,150.
Oh, hell.
There's a steady decline. But the problem is all of these agile wallabies, now we're dealing with the most reproductive macropod we've got in Australia, they keep having babies. So although we've seen 550 deaths this year alone in that suburb or those northern beaches, and 700 last year and 800 the year before, they're still reproducing like crazy because they've got access to this beautiful, luscious grass on everyone's front lawns. And what that does, they're really cool animals, but that what it does is it stimulates chemicals in the brain of these animals to keep reproducing because they essentially think it's good conditions, but they don't know that they don't have enough habitat, land, and resources left. Mm. So that's where we've got this catch-22. They're dying in insane numbers, right? We've been labelled the macropod death hotspot of Australia, but they're reproducing like crazy.
I don't see the dead animals on the side of the road. Is the council removing them quickly, are they?
Yeah, so we've been, as you can imagine, a pretty good working relationship with them because we've been working so closely with them over the past couple of years. So what our volunteers do, we usually get calls 5 a.m. in the morning, and we also have a volunteer road checker that's both on the northern beaches and another one on the south side, which is a whole other issue. We can go into that later. And we check the bodies for the little joeys. We mark them and we log them into the Cairns Council app, which any member of public can also do if you come across a dead body of a wallaby or animal. And the council come up before 10 a.m. each morning and collect them. So I know people are saying that they don't see them, but it's probably just because they're getting the bodies quickly. We really crack down on that and really, really ask council to be quite prompt with their response because, you know, like I was having a comfort, children and parents and adults on the side of the road continually crying over these animals because it's a pretty traumatic scene. On the other hand as well, it's kind of sad to say, but I think a lot of people are desensitized to it these days because it's just become the norm as well, especially in Cowra and Trinity Beach.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. Come back to the fact that, well, they're going to keep breeding like mad. This is the challenge, isn't it, this breeding propensity, if you like. I mean, you can't, what's the term, you can't do hysterectomies on hundreds and hundreds of wallabies, obviously.
No.
Look, what's the but?
Well, this is where I'm very excited and passionate. So I'm just about to launch into a 2 to 3 year fertility control program for macropods focusing on the agile wallaby. There's actually, let's call it a miracle drug, right? There is a drug that you can inject either by hand or by dart into a female wallaby and it becomes infertile. So we need to prove it works in this species, though. So it's been proven in eastern grey kangaroos and a couple other ones around Australia. But now we've got to see if it works on the most highly reproductive one that we have. So I've actually been working very closely with Cairns Council. And would you believe it? The Department of Environment and Science are actually the ones that are funding this project. So
this is your former enemy.
I know that I don't want to be enemies anymore. So it's really, I'm glad you're laughing because I see the irony of it too. So they gave funding to Cairns Council, right? And funding from them has now gone to a little bit of the Agile project and also to get an incredible lady who's been working on this fertility control program on other species from the CSIRO in Canberra, and she's coming to Cairns in September. So that is what we'll actually be working on, but guys, I do apologize. It is going to take 2 to 3 years for us to prove. So there is an end goal in sight, and this is why it's like a big, large-scale management plan. It's not just about relocation. It's also about vegetation management and fertility control. It's a massive issue, and of course, we're dealing with the worst of it here in Cairns, but it's actually happening all around Australia. So the state government are very curious to see if a fertility control program will work.
Did you have any idea what you were starting when you put your hand up and said, I'm concerned about the wallabies up at Trinity?
Absolutely not. All my life savings. And I never even got to go travelling. I just, one day I wish to get out and do a little bit of travelling. But yes, I think it's now been 8 years. And I keep saying, yeah, I'm just stopping in here. But I'm not, am I? Like, I've actually just moved to Mareeba and I'm starting a wildlife sanctuary. So, yeah, this is now my home.
I just can't believe it. How old were you when you started?
I don't want to talk about my age.
It's so far back now.
Well, I just worry people judge me because of how young I was, but I graduated school and university quite early, so I think I was, 19 when it all started.
Do you realise I don't know any other 19-year-olds that have started something so huge and so all-consuming across the nation, taking in, for a start, the legal minds that supported the state government department against you, and you can imagine the weight of that, you won. Then you've gone to the CSIRO and said, I've got a bit of an issue here. Da, 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 da. The CSIRO resources have been focused on this thing. Yeah. They've now developed something that they might not have developed or modernised, if you like, or whatever, made more effective because of you. At 19 years of age, you had, oh, I'd like to intervene here and do something good. Look what it's led to.
Well, yes, and look, I don't know if I'd recommend anyone else doing this. I feel like I never got my teenage years, but I do enjoy what I do, and I'm glad I found my passion early on in life.
Shay, write a book. Give some details. It wouldn't be a book necessarily, but there needs to be a way for young people at 19 years of age thinking, oh, what am I going to do with my life? You know, I'll go and smoke some dope or something. You know, thank you. Oh, geez, Shay Hager. She's from Cairns, North Queensland, Australia. And there's something, you know, that could be inspirational there, someone said. I'll go and get a copy. You never know. I mean, seriously, it might be the inspiration for a generation.
Yes, well, I have started writing a couple of years ago, but it might take me another 10 years because at this point I don't have much time to do the actual sit-down writing part. Nobody can ever get me sitting in one place for too long. I get a bit bored.
Dealing with a CSIRO at that level. I mean, this is cutting-edge
stuff.
Well,
they're dealing with me. I think, like, because they had already started this, right? So. Yeah. Kent Council and myself approached them. At first, I think they were like, who is this chick? It was actually quite funny because I'm of reproductive age. I can't actually touch the medication, me personally. It has to be somebody retired. So that's a little bit of a funny part of the project. But I'm responsible for it. I can't physically touch that medication.
By the way, can I ask, are you on first name terms with the former enemy at the state government department?
I have a few really great contacts in there. I must admit, though, I think there were some role changes in the past couple of years, so I'm dealing with a new team.
Well, this is a great story. I just love it. I just love it. It should be an inspiration for lots of young people, or people generally, you know. You know, the Goliath is always vulnerable. In that case, I think a lot of us thought, oh, good luck, Shay, look what you've achieved. Please take heart from it. If you're fighting, you know, what is seen as an unwinnable fight, take hope and inspiration from what you're hearing from Shay Ager. I think you're magnificent. Shay, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Isn't it a great story? Shay Ager, founder of the Agile Project.